Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we have completed the Holy Quran. Allah must accept. The first surah is Thumma Surah Amma. Allah Ta'ala Alam Najanil Arzu Mihada. We have created the world, created the earth flat. In other words, flat it is so that you can walk on it alone. وَجَعَلْنَا الْجِبَالَ لَنَدِ الْعَوْضَ مِهَادَ وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ. But we created mountains because it was swaying all the time. The earth was swaying, the waters were swaying all the time. Now it's obvious when the water, if you are swaying, you can't walk there. So Allah Ta'ala created mountains to keep it still. It must not move at all. Now look how much Allah Ta'ala is doing for us. فَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And we have created man and wife, man and woman. In other words, husband and wife. That is what you call pairs. Today new things are happening. No more husband and wife now. Wife with wife. Husband with husband. Again the command of Allah Ta'ala. Where it came from. So many other things that are happening here which Allah Ta'ala must protect us. That is why it's very, very important that we have to take care of our children. If you're not going to take care of our children, they'll get completely lost. It is very, very important that how much importance you show into yourself, show more importance to your children. Very important who they mix around, who they go around with. This is the biggest problem today we've got. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَيْلَ لِبَاسًا. We've given you night. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. We have given you that sleep. We have invited you to sleep. Allah has created sleep for a reason. All those people who cannot sleep, what was difficulty they go through? This tablet and all kind of tablets they have to take. They don't know the value of sleep. Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. We have given you sleep so that during the day you can do work properly. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. That you sleep properly at night. The night is for sleeping. But then start to say, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. That at night you're supposed to relax and all that. But then you find that people do the wrong things at night. Instead of they going to sleep, they do something else. Then you get the good people who wake up the early part of the morning to read the Tahajjud Namaz. That is something else. And then you get those people who do all the wrong things too at night. So Allah Ta'ala will protect us and protect every one of us. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. And the day we have made, Allah Ta'ala said, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا is for you to earn your earning, your living. Stay with muhabbat and live with a life of good life, but you earn a life also. And then he said, وَجَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. We have given the sun also. The sun is for a reason also. That it must bring light to us. Nighttime is something else, daytime is something else. So how much, what preparation Allah Ta'ala is doing for mankind? The sun is one side there to keep that thing. Remember, without the sun, we cannot live also. We cannot live, we not appreciate it. You know, we are so ungrateful that when the sun comes out, it's very hot, we say very hot. When the sun don't come out, we say why the sun did not come out. So we do not know what we want in our lives. So everything Allah Ta'ala great for us is something that we have to appreciate. وَجَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ وَجَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ وَجَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعَصِرَاتِ مَاءً. Then Allah Ta'ala also says this much, that we have created the skies, seven skies too. And in the seven skies for so many years it's carrying on, it's not falling down at all. You're not falling. خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. We have created the Asman without pillars. Allah Ta'ala without pillars, He says. هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ فَعَرُونِ. Bring someone who can bring something like that. Just imagine Allah Ta'ala has created seven heavens above us, but it does not fall down at all. And with threats by side, so many years went by, but nothing went wrong with it at all. Who can do that? Allah Ta'ala says. Showing His Qudrat to us, that what He can do, what He can do, and how great Allah Ta'ala is. Then is وَجَعَلْنَا. Because the reason why Allah Ta'ala is showing all these things, that to that extent Allah said, we send rain down too. The rain comes down too. Without the rain, you can have all the big, you know, wells and rest of it. But if the rain don't come, there's no water and go there too. So all the time it rains to Allah, that's it. Look at the beautiful food that you're getting through rain, beautiful things that you get from the rain. So everything Allah Ta'ala is doing to show the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the end, the kuffars, after seeing all these things, they're still saying, we do not believe in life after death. They say, if you believe, they must make the person life alive now. When they said that, inna yawm al-fasli kana miqata, the condition, Allah says, the time will come when they will have to wake up, when the time is stipulated for them. Not before that time. Now, whatever your beliefs are, on the day of Qiyamah, you'll come to know about it. So how important is this much that our beliefs must be correct? Most important is our beliefs, that Allah Ta'ala is omnipresent in every way, is most powerful, and whatever He does is best for us too. The second ayat that was very important, alhamdulillah, the whole Quran is so important. The whole Quran, nafs is a very dangerous thing. Shaitan is not dangerous. Don't blame shaitan for your problems. It's very easy to say, shaitan told me to do this, shaitan. Shaitan told nothing to do. You do it yourself, and you're blaming that poor fellow. It's always the case. Blame yourself for it. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. When you have this in your heart, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. When you have this fear that you're going to face Allah. You see, when you're committing a guna, say first thing you think to yourself, I'm going to face my Allah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Straight away, say anything against your nafs. You know, your nafs telling you commit this guna. Whether to see the filth in the cell phone, the porn, the rest of it, what can you say? Or whether you do any sin of any kind, Allah must protect us from sins. You don't know how things are. The nafs is a very dangerous thing. Do not even trust your nafs for one second to a person sometime for one whole year. He may keep away from sins completely. He must not feel that now I've won. Till he does go to the grave, he's not worn at all. He must be all the time very careful, conscious all the time. This nafs, you know, when a person got a horse, he's got 50 years that horse, but while he's riding, while he still holds the reins, after 50 years still holding the reins, he can run the thing without that thing, because it's 50 years, how close he to you, he'll never drop you down. But with all that, you still hold the reins. Why you hold the reins? Because you know he dropped down. Nafs is the worse than that. That 24 hours, and if all your years you with the nafs too, you come so strong, you know, I never committed this guna, I never committed this zina, I did not commit this, alhamdulillah, I didn't commit. After 1 year you come to realize, what happened here now? What happened? Why? Because you're thinking now you bypass nafs. Nafs is something that وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, the only way you can protect yourself from your nafs is think that you're going to face Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. وَنَهَنْ نَفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. That person has got in his heart that he commit any sin. I'm talking about any sin. The moment that sin comes, I'm going to face Allah. I'm going to face Allah. How am I going to face it? Straight away, وَنَهَنْ نَفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He goes against his nafs. A person can be invited by a woman too. No matter how beautiful she is too. But the moment he thinks, I'm going to face Allah. Straight away, وَنَهَنْ نَفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He goes against his nafs. Allah does it when he goes against his nafs. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَلْمَا. But then he got Jannat then. He got Jannat. So how important it is that everything that we do, any sin we want to commit to, think of this ayat. Think you're going to face Allah Ta'ala. Remember one thing. Everyone knows they're going to leave this world. We are going to leave this world. Everyone knows about it. You see people with all the money they had in the world, the best of everything in the world, that will leave all and just go away. We've seen our eyes, young people going away, more than old people now too. All this is a lesson for us. فَاتَّبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Take a lesson from what you're seeing. If only we can take that, we are also going to go one day. Are we prepared for that? Are we prepared for that? Why? Because we're always following our nafs. Do not become a slave of your nafs. Become slave of Allah. You when you wake up in the morning, you see that you put the alarm on. Your nafs saying, no, put the alarm off and sleep away. You say, okay, I'll do that. No, what you'll do when enough says to do that, you don't put an alarm off, you wake up and you read the namaz. Now you read namaz for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Some days you wake up and say, hey, today I want to go to the masjid. Now it's not your usual, because you're happy to go. You must go happy at the time you don't not want to go. When you don't do something, then you do it. One good deed, you don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't wake up. I don't leave my bed. No, I'm going to leave my bed and go against my nafs and go to the masjid to read my salah. That is called kamal. Kamal is that when your heart is saying not to go to do a good deed and you do it, you're not saying don't do it, you know, don't do it, don't go to the masjid, but you say I'm going to go to the masjid. Then that is doing for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must give us the tawfiq of doing all these things. In the month of Ramadan, we are so perfect. We try to make ourselves perfect. We are present in the masjid, trying our level best to go to, trying to, on a level best to get our namaz on time, trying to get everything on time. But yet you come to realize that what happens now after Ramadan, it mustn't be that, you know, you have a close relationship with someone. After that you leave, you break the relation, what he feels. We have had a close relation with Allah Ta'ala. What a relation with Allah Ta'ala. Allah accept our ibadah and everything. Very important that relationship remain. Show Allah Ta'ala how much you love Allah Ta'ala. Then you see inshallah how Allah Ta'ala love you too. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. There's a car. There's two cars. Always learn to park the cars properly.
Single Mercedes.
902-985. It's a Mercedes. What the big cars these are. 37, they say it is.
ND 37713.
All big, big cars. They mustn't be big, must be small. The cars may be big, but you must be small. Always don't give taklif to anyone. The biggest thing, very important thing, remember, do not cause anyone inconvenience. You made that man speak bad about you, you caused it. Allah will question you on that too. Why did you give that man opportunity to talk bad about you? When you walk into, say in case now you're walking, you're passing by a cinema, crowd is coming up from there, you're walking with the crowd out, you allow the people to talk bad about you. Why did you walk on the person? Who told you to go? You got no money now, you're going to make change, you let me go to the bar. The bar is there, you go inside. And they say, this person coming up from a bar. What happens to now? That you allow that person to talk bad about you. Now you park the car, causing inconvenience. That's not Islam. Islam teaches not cause any inconvenience to anyone. If you came to the masjid, alhamdulillah, come to the masjid namaz. Even if you come for first namaz, read your first namaz, go out and take, move the car out. But do not meet the other car and wait and say, maaf. This maaf is like, you know, Allahu Akbar, you know. Maaf is not going to hurt you, it could hurt the people's heart. Do not hurt people's heart. Do not allow that man to speak bad about you. He's going to speak bad about you because you did the wrong thing. Allah Ta'ala hamari hifazat farma. This is all he's a call insan. Do not give cause any inconvenience to anyone. We don't know they must be rushing to go somewhere. You must think to yourself, I was in that position, what do I do? Everything that you do, you must put yourself in that position. If I am there, what will happen there? Then that way you'll be always concerned. Allah Ta'ala is to amal. Tawfiq nasib farma. Today is the 29th night. Odd night. How important it is. We don't know, we're going to see it again. Ramadan, everyone looking for Ramadan. Some people went before Ramadan. Some people 1 week up in Ramadan. Some in 15 days. Some always went away also. They had so much hope to live for so many Ramadans. We don't know Allah will give another Ramadan. Not appreciate everything that you can do. Even tonight to appreciate it. Appreciate it. You go anywhere else, you waste so much of time. Tonight at least make time with him. You do not know, make time and talk to him. The best person talks Allah Ta'ala. Yeah. Allah Ta'ala always say that you can talk to others. I'm here to talk to you all the time. Just imagine when you go to meet a very important person, you have to make appointments and all that. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala, open the Quran and talk to me. Talk to me. Anytime you talk to me, I'm ready to listen to you. But yet we are so, you know, we do not want to do that. Allah must give a tawfiq of reading the Quran more and more. Because there's no kitab that's more great than Quran. Expect it and say always when you read, oh Allah, let me follow the Quran. Allah ta'ala qabool from me. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa la aqibatul muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salam. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika husna ibadatika. Allahumma ahsina aqibatana fil umuri kullina. Wa ajinna min khizri dunya wa adhabi al-qabri wa adhabi al-akhir. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو عفوانا يا كريم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو عفوانا يا كريم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو عفوانا يا غفور. والله فقير والسنس. والله every one of us sitting here has committed so much of sins. You have all the knowledge of the sins that you have committed, but you have never exposed it. As you are not exposing this world, do not expose the earth. Oh Allah, do not turn away Israel from the day of death. There is no other door besides your door. Oh Allah, let the door be open for us all the time. Ya Allah, we have committed so much of guna, but yet Allah did not have turned away from us. Oh Allah, those sins that people will only come to know about it, what will be opposition? But oh Allah, as you have covered it, Ya Allah, cover in the day of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, the muhabbat and love for one another within our hearts. Fulfill the rights of each and other, Ya Allah. Fulfill the rights of parents. Fulfill the rights of children, fulfill the rights of friends and neighbors, everyone, oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of fulfilling everyone's rights. Oh Allah, may we be that person that we can forego our rights but not forego the rights of others. Oh Allah, give us sa'ad afiyat. Oh Allah, those who are sick, oh Allah, give them shifa. Oh Allah, those who have left this world, fill the qabr full of noor. Oh Allah, those people who come in this world for the first time, Ya Allah, make them naik and salih. Oh Allah, those parents who are probably worried about their children who have been disobedient to them, Ya Allah, make the children naik and salih. Oh Allah, at home they are waiting for jobus, they are waiting for partners, for the girls waiting for the boy waiting for partners. Oh Allah, give them the best of partners. Let them the partners that will bring what muhabbat and love. Oh Allah, give the parents at home. The children will bring them coolness of the eyes. Oh Allah, those who go through any kind of difficulty, remove their difficulties. Oh Allah, those who got any kind of curse, oh Allah, unkarze ko ada from them. Oh Allah, the biggest sin, Ya Allah, the biggest bimari is curse. Oh Allah, the death, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of fulfilling everyone's death. Ya Allah, let it be that in no kind of fitna and fasad must come into our lives. Ya Allah, at the moment there's so much fitna and fasad around everywhere. You can see also what is happening here, what is happening to our children. Oh Allah, give them naik and salih, make them naik and salih. Give them tawfiq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us away from all the kufr and shirk. Oh Allah, just as the Sahaba Ikram, the little life, so close to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the life of Nabi. Let us be that we must have the same Nabi. Let us be in the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives. Ya Allah, on a day of Qiyamah, let us be from the Qawzar or from the hand of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. اللهم نسأل العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا. يا الله, when I leave this world, the last كلام of جوان لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. يا الله, a group will be going to Jannah without reckoning. يا الله, our sinners, all we are sinners, include us in that. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمته.